time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's April 24th, 2018. We have 23 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have on the Columbia River bar combined seas 2 to 4 feet through Tuesday, where the river meets the sea there at that very dynamic area right over by Cape Disappointment. Seas will temporarily build to about 5 feet during those max ebb current times I'm always telling you about. We have one early this morning at about, we'll have one around 11:15 this evening and again Wednesday morning. Seas will be about 5 feet high. No breaking surf on the bar today. That's kind of a nice change, isn't it? I've said if you get up on the Astoria Megler Bridge or at the Astoria Column and look toward the ocean, when we do have that breaking surf condition on the bar, it means that you can sometimes see white in the distance across the mouth of the river. That is that breaking surf there. In our overall marine weather forecast, we have east winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 25 knots near gaps in coastal terrain. Wind waves from the east 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and westerly swells 7 feet at 15 seconds. And today we're going to talk about paint colors on ships. Why are those colors, why of all the colors of the rainbow, are those particular colors out there a lot on ships? But first, let's take a look at who's coming and going on the river today. We have 4 inbounders, 9 in the Astoria Anchorage, 2 in the Rice Island Anchorage, and 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Ultra Fitzroy is inbound today from Long Beach. She's headed for Kalama. That's probably steel on board that ship. She'll pass Astoria around 1:30 p.m. She might be in the Kalama area about 5 hours later. The Bargara is arriving from South Korea. She's headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll be there at about 4:30 p.m. The Belo Horizonte is arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage, arriving about maybe 6:30 p.m. The Brabu Yuvika is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Rice Island Anchorage. And in the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Misako K. She's headed for Vancouver. She left there about 2 in the morning, so maybe about 8 a.m. she arrived in Vancouver. The Lido is leaving the Astoria Anchorage for Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, leaving there around 10 a.m. We have the Daiwan Brave. She's heading out of Vancouver at about 3 p.m., and looks like she's headed for the port of Astoria. So this may be an example of a ship that has two different kinds of cargo on board. So she's leaving from a berth there that I think may handle something like copper concentrate, something like that, in her cargo holds below decks. And then if she goes to the port of Astoria, she's going to be loading logs. So sometimes ships that come into the river do stop at more than one port. That may be what's happening here. The Luminous Halo is awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage, along with the New History, the Star Helena, the Star Amethyst, the Sanyu, and the Fortune Sunny. In the Rice Island Anchorage, we have the Medi Baltimore awaiting orders and the Ever Sovereign heading for Longview to pick up wheat, leaving at about 2 p.m. In our outbounders, we have the Eminent Ace heading out of the port of Portland at about 12:30 p.m. About 6 hours later, she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Tiensen is leaving Longview with logs on board about 2 p.m. So about 3.5 hours later, you'll see her past Astoria. The Lunita is leaving Kalama with corn, soy, or wheat on board at about 3:30 p.m. So maybe 8:30 p.m. you might see her outbound. The Ocean Mercury is leaving Kalama about 4 p.m. outbound, so maybe 9 p.m. she'll pass Astoria. The SETI is leaving Longview, soda ash on board there, I believe, leaving around 5 p.m., so maybe 8:30 outbound past Astoria. And when you see ships that are arrived, say, outbound around the same time, as sometimes happens, they're going to be a couple miles apart on the river, usually, to leave a safe space between ships. The Spring Queen is leaving Portland, potash on board from the Port of Portland, leaving around 6, so maybe around midnight past Astoria outbound. And the BTG Matterhorn is leaving Kalama, wheat on board there about 6:30 p.m. So maybe about 11:30 outbound you'll see her passing Astoria. Well, I thought I've been talking about some of the obvious things you can see on ships maybe that are in the anchorage or going by. We talked about the names on the stern. Yesterday we talked about plimsoll lines, which is a topic I just really enjoy because they're so cryptic looking, but yet they're so useful and so important and actually have quite a history on ships. But today I want to talk about something you can see from a distance. You don't need binoculars. You can see the colors on the ships. So let's start from the waterline and work our way up. If you look at a ship in the anchorage here at the waterline, you'll see generally dull red on the hull. If the ship has a real fresh coat of paint, that red color might be closer to a barn red. But basically, there's sort of a dull red color. There's a band of that on the ship. That is the bottom paint. Now, if the ship is fully loaded with cargo, all that dull red color is underwater, and only the top hull color between the waterline and the deck is visible. But for our purposes, look out at the anchorage. You'll see ships with that dull red bottom paint showing. What is that? Well, bottom paint is a different kind of paint from normal. It's different from house paint. It's different from the paint that you would put on the side of a ship just to cover the metal on the hull and protect it from rust. Bottom paint has chemicals in it to prevent marine organisms from attaching themselves to the ship, like barnacles and different kinds of algae and grasses. All those things add drag, which means the ship uses more fuel. So you'll see people in sailboats, racing sailboats, say, taking their boats out and scrubbing the bottom so it's really smooth. Now, so these bottom paints are designed to leach chemicals into the immediate vicinity of the ship and keep those critters from attaching themselves to the ship. And this keeps the fuel efficiency up on vessels. Now, newer kinds of bottom paint these days on some ships are designed to be really, really slippery and take that chemical release factor out of the equation. If they're slippery enough, things like barnacles, which look like little shells attached to the bottom, can't get a hold on it. And even algaes and other things just can't quite keep a grip on that very slippery bottom coating. And that also reduces drag and makes the ship more efficient. So those are sort of different kinds of ways of approaching that bottom paint issue. Now, above that, black paint is pretty much the color of most ship hulls. Sometimes you'll see ships with dark green or some variations on that, but generally it's black. And I think that's just maybe an easy color to get. It's very pervasive in the maritime industry. A lot of ships have that bottom paint color. When you get up on the deck, you'll often see kind of a rust red color on the decks and on the hatch covers. That, as one ship captain told me, is the color of rust for a reason, that you can paint it on and it'll cover up rust. But often you do see that red color on ships. Now, I was just reading an article about a study that was done, like what's the best color to paint your decks on a ship? Well, the best color for reducing heat and other factors is white. But not very many ships have that on them. One reason is that white is so reflective that you'd have to issue everybody sunglasses. People in that bright sunshine out on deck, or even in just a bright overcast, it would be really glaring to have white. But from a temperature point of view, cargo, keeping the temperature of the ship down, white is certainly the preferred color according to this study. Now, when you start looking at ships from a distance, you see that the house, which is the vertical part that sticks up where the bridge is on top of there and all the accommodations for staff and crew, for crew are in there, those are generally white for visibility purposes. You can see far away on the horizon something that is white like that that sticks up. And so it's a safety issue to have that very, very visible. I've also seen houses painted international orange on some ships, which also makes them even more visible. So there's a little primer on why colors on ships generally are the way they are. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.